This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Under Mr. Trump, many federal workers are facing a hiring freeze and limits on what they say to the public. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer looked into the president's relationship with public employees' unions for early guidance on labor relations in general.
It's very hard to interview federal workers right now. I reached out on Twitter, contacted people I've interviewed before. Finally, I hit the street, standing outside of some of the federal buildings lining Pennsylvania Avenue, hoping to catch a federal worker to interview. My pitch went something like this.
Excuse me, I'm a reporter with Marketplace and looking to interview federal workers. Are you a federal worker?
No, thanks. I can't.
Everybody said no because they're afraid of getting reprimanded, even fired. The EPA told employees to send press inquiries to management, and it froze social media activity. The White House says there's no official gag order. Still, there's a lot of fear, says John O'Grady, a 30-year EPA employee and president of the American Federation of Government Employees EPA Council. He spoke to me via Skype.
We're living in an apprentice reality. You're fired. Yeah, people are scared, so they're not going to talk.
O'Grady says some of these frightened workers who aren't part of the union are coming to him for advice and joining the union.
A lot of them were people that I thought would never join. But they saw the writing on the wall and they said, you know, I gotta join now.
O'Grady says at least 200 EPA employees have joined the union since the election. National Treasury Employees Union President Anthony Reardon is anticipating an uptick in membership. He says maybe the Trump administration will end up making his union stronger. And he was happy to see President Trump meeting with unionized construction and manufacturing workers the first week of his administration.
I hope that is actually an indication of how he plans to deal with all unions. Many union households were very supportive of President Trump, you know, so I hope he will keep that in mind as he's dealing with unions.
Organized labor is watching how Trump interacts with public employees and how their unions respond, says Brad Hirschbein, an economist at the Upjohn Institute for Employment Research.
I think everyone is paying careful attention to see if there is going to be a successful strategy or if there's going to be a strategy that kind of blows up and what to avoid.
Hirschbein says one thing is already clear. Some unions for federal workers are winners, like Border Patrol agents, who are an important part of Trump's agenda. Others, like the union representing the EPA, they're worried. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.